It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we are definitely moving into fall. It is pretty obvious when you look outside right now that there are changes coming. I would say that we are probably approaching our first peak of color for red maples. I have a red maple in my front yard that is a female, and she is bright scarlet red, or she was, last Friday. Now, yesterday or Sunday, she had her leaves were drying, and the color was fading, and the leaves were starting to fall, and there will be some bare trees very soon around the area. And I would expect that we will remain sort of in the area of color for another week. I would think that by the end of September, we'll pretty much be done with our maples. Now that's 11 days or 10 days away. 9 days. September has 30 days. 9 days away. Which means that today is the 21st, and I hadn't really thought about it, but if you were up early and you had an east-west road, I'll bet you the sun rose right straight up out of the east end of that road heading toward the west, and tonight when it goes down, it'll be right straight up and down that road. We should be at about 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness very soon. And speaking of darkness, if you've been out at all in the evenings, you probably have noticed Orion in the southeast, the three stars that form his belt. And that constellation is one of the winter constellations that we see starting in the fall and carrying on through till spring. And once summer comes next year, we won't see Orion for 6 months. So get out and enjoy Orion. Also, there are a number of planets, Venus and Mars, although I was going to say Mercury, but Mercury is pretty hard to see. You've got to be right on top of it because it's right close to the sun. So it's either just before the sun rises or just after it sets that you're going to see Mercury. But the others, Saturn, Venus, Jupiter, they are bright in the heavens these days, and you can follow them as you follow the moon across the sky. They run about on the same path. Looking at a lot of the pines, especially the Norway pines, the jack pines, the white pines, the cedars, pretty much everything that's green, the spruce and the balsam, all are losing their 3, 4, and 5 year old needles, and it varies from tree to tree and from species to species. So it can be different on two white pines who might be growing right next to each other. But they are beginning to the needles are beginning to color and to fall. I've seen a lot of needles on my deck, and that's generally about this time of year that begins to happen. Besides those, the beaked and American hazel are both starting to, well, they're beyond starting. They're about 50% colored at my house. So about half the leaves on the beaked hazel and on the American hazel are in color. The beaked hazels are yellow and the American hazels are red for the most part. I have an American hazel on my property that doesn't know that it's supposed to turn red, and so the leaves are somewhat yellow. You can tell the difference between the beaked and the American by looking at the new shoots on the plant. Look at the ends of the branches, and if you see little cinnamon-colored hairs on the ends of the branches, that is the American hazel. And the leaves should be red, but as I said, I have one in my yard that is still quite yellow. Besides those, the pagoda dogwood in my yard, the one that's out in the open, is about 50 to 70% colored. The leaves are falling off the upper part of the bush, and they turned red and have fallen. and the bottom half of the bush is still pretty solid looking. So that's Pagoda dogwood. The basswoods are turning yellow. The staghorn sumac in my yard is turning red. The smooth sumac that is native to the area, staghorn is too, but not as common. The smooth sumac is quite red throughout its area. Whenever I see it, it is very, very red. Red osier dogwood is starting to turn color. The Jerusalem artichoke, the flowers by my house, those guys are pretty well done with their color. They're kind of on their way out. I think yesterday's rain didn't help them. They got beat up pretty good in the rain, and a lot of the petals fell off, but that was only because they were sort of ready to fall, as it turns out. Blueberries are turning red. The first blueberry leaves are turning red. And if you're out in the forest and you're looking down kind of low to the ground and you see these rather small, bright red leaves, chances are it is one of the two or three species of blueberries that live around here. Among the flowers that are still blooming, purple-stemmed asters are still blooming. The panicled aster is still blooming. The flat-topped aster appears to be done. Gray goldenrod is going into seed stage. Canada goldenrod going into seed stage, though I still see a few remaining flowers on some Canada goldenrods. The gray goldenrods are pretty much done. The flat-topped or grass-leaved goldenrod is also done flowering, though there are one or two flowers that remain that are still vibrant and quite noticeable. Among the birds that I've seen this past week that were noteworthy on Saturday, the opening of grouse season, I walked toward my garage from the house, and I could see down my driveway, and right in the middle of the driveway was a male ruffed grouse in full display, tail fanned, ruff up. He must have had a female nearby. It was his lucky day, because we don't hunt the grouse on our property, and we don't shoot the ones that are on the ground. And so the grouse says he's found a good spot, and we hope that whatever sort of exercise he was promoting there, he gets over it and comes back in the spring with good intentions, and we have more grouse next year. That's our hope. I saw my last ruby-throated hummingbird a week ago Monday. I haven't seen any since. I have reports from my father-in-law, who lives not too far away, that they had hummingbirds yesterday. I have seen on Season Watch that there are a few hummingbirds around the area, that they are still moving through this time of year. And I talked about this last week, but this time of year, I keep an inch or so in each of my little feeders. I have a couple of feeders that stick on the windows, and I keep an inch or so in each one, and I change it frequently so that it doesn't get stale. And I'm also mixing at the ratio of three parts water to one part sugar. Woo, three sugars to one water. That'd be they'd have to shovel that in with a spoon. Three to one water to sugar. A little bit higher intensity, because those poor guys have a long way to go, and they are pretty much, they don't flock up and head south. They just kind of head south, each one on his own. Woodbine, that vine with the five leaves that is sort of palmate, is bright red. I can look out the window here at KAXE Studios and see it on the trees in the forest. You probably have some growing by your house. It is a vine that grows up and over and on top of things. It'll climb up over shrubs. It'll climb up the trunk of a balsam tree or a spruce tree. It'll climb up telephone poles. It climbs up your house. It turns bright red this time of year, and if you look carefully, you'll see that there are some dark blue berries on it. Those are not edible. I don't know for a fact, but I suspect that they probably have some chemistry in them that will cause your digestive system to go into overdrive, and you'll pass that seed rather quickly. So I wouldn't eat them myself. I don't eat them, I should say. The big-toothed and the trembling aspen in my yard began to turn color yesterday. I saw my first yellow leaves on the big tooth and the trembling aspens in my yard yesterday. So that will begin the color change among the aspens, and that will probably carry on until late in September and early in October. I had one final note that I wanted to cover there, and it's escaped my observations right now, but I will tell you. Oh, not Miscanthus, the other one, Phragmites, the common reed. So I'm seeing these common reeds. This stuff grows along edges of lakes. It grows in ditches. It grows along rivers and streams. It's a very tall grass. It looks like bamboo. It's this time of year, the native common reed has red on its stem and the sheath falls away. The invasive common reed, the Phragmites australis, the local one, the native one to Minnesota and to the United States, is Phragmites australis americanum. At any rate, that's the one with the red stem. The one with the green stem and the leaf sheath that kind of is tight to the stem and doesn't release is the Phragmites australis, and that one is invasive and comes from Europe or Asia. It's a very common plant around the world, so wherever you go, you will probably run into some Phragmites. And if you're driving by it today, it's kind of a khaki tan looking plant with these bright reddish or maroon stems, and that is the native Phragmites. So check them out, check it all out. Fall is here, lots of colorful things are going on. I hope that you will check them out, and when you do, you'll maybe send us a note from your area telling us what's going on where you live. That's our Phenology Show for this week. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next week, and we'll do it all again.